hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're getting John Moore up online. I was talking about AEP before, and I think this is called American Executive, American Electrical Power. It's a huge power grid system that covers several states. And the information that I was given about the trailers, numbering some 50 trailers of the Gavin Power Plant in Apple Grove, Ohio. That's the tentative number I've got, 50. But as my information says, the construction electrician estimated the number of trailers to be 45 to 50 with beds, bedding, and MREs. Now, we're checking out other locations as well. And what I did was I went up to check out who AEP was. And they're big, folks. AEP covers Ohio, Texas, Kentucky, Michigan, Southwestern Electric Power Company, Arkansas, Louisiana, and East Texas. They're headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. So what I did was put in a call today and to see if I can get some information here. And I have yet to hear back from these fine people, but at any rate, that is the information I have so far. They're located in Ohio, as I said, Columbus, Ohio. The president is Michael Morris. I put a call into him today. I'm still waiting for a call back. I'm going to ask him why exactly they've got all these trailers, because I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of power companies being built here in any near term. And it's a big company, folks. They've got assets over $40 billion. They raked in, just in 2007 alone, $2 billion. So that's a lot of ready kilowatt hours, so to speak. Do we have John yet? Why don't we have his number? Okay, we'll check the Skype, see if he's on. In the age of communications, we can't communicate. Ducky. So at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as we get John up on air, we will have the report from him. Now, there's been a lot of information floating around as to something big is coming, but if this turns out to be true, that they're calling up all retired commission and non-commission officers, all of them out of retirement, not just a few, all of them, there's something major in the wind. So we'll take the break here. We'll take the break here, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Do we have John? Okay, we got him. All right, great. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I have with us John Moore. John called me before the program today to give me some rather startling information. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John. Good to be here.
What little tidbit of news do you have for us, sir?
Well, here's the tidbit. As we speak, letters are being prepared to be mailed to all retired Army officers, U.S. Army officers, calling them back to active duty. That's happening this week. Next week, the warrant officers and sergeants get their letters.
And?
Well, last time this happened, I've talked to some of my veteran friends, historians, and so forth. Best thing we know was December 1941. This is called a general mobilization, and it hasn't happened since December 1941. Didn't happen in Korea, didn't happen in Vietnam, hasn't happened since.
All right, and how did you come across this information?
The gentleman is a... I got this from as a friend of mine. We've known each other for more than 10 years, and he's in the military himself, and he was just in the office where the letters are being prepared today.
And what was the battle group that was rotated over from Iraq for the first time in this country's history that we're going to prepare a battle group?
Well, that group, and I know the one you're talking about, that's just a few hundred men, and it's really It's maybe 1,000 or so. It's a brigade. I believe it's 1,000 men.
Yeah, but there were plans to bring more people into this. I read the report a couple of weeks ago, but they're talking about 2008, 2009, and into the future as well. But the important point of this, John, is that Posse Comitatus, the 1878 deal, that you couldn't use armed forces for any role whatsoever inside the United States, that they have just cast that aside.
If they were to do that, they would need to override it with an executive order, a declaration of emergency, something of that nature.
Well, and they're getting ready for something.
Absolutely. This is very serious stuff. A general mobilization is about as serious as it gets, John.
Well, we've been hearing the rattlings. I just read yesterday that Obama has, President-elect Obama, has said that, information coming from our intelligence sources, from the military, that there may be an impending threat, a very serious threat to the United States.
Well, obviously there is. The men and women these letters are going out to are in every sector of society. They're doctors, lawyers, accountants, police officers, firemen, all over the United States. It's a very serious disruption nationwide of people's lives and careers. They would not take this lightly. They would not do it haphazardly.
Well, and one of the callers into the program, and this is an interesting take on this, that, and John, you know this because you've been in close contact. You've been in the military. You've been in close contact with a lot of military personnel. You know them to be good, God-fearing, law-abiding men.
For the 99% are, yes, sir.
Well, one person that called in thinks that they may be taking the officers and the NCOs out of the communities to prevent any, let's just say, if in case of any emergency that, let's just put it this way.
Compromise of leadership.
There you go.
Right. We were at a point during the Clinton administration that I was aware of officers who were basically the way they conduct themselves. If there was a meeting called with no prior notice that was not scheduled and out of the norm, they would carry a bag with them that had a pistol and a gas mask in it. That's how bad it was during the Clinton administration.
There's something in the wind, John.
Oh, absolutely. And this kind of order would not go out months and months before they needed it. It would be no more than 3 months away. And you can't hide, you know, once these mobilization orders go out, you can't hide the mobilization of tens of thousands of men and women from all over this country. That cannot be hidden. And there'll have to be a pretext to have this mobilization take place, a public pretext, very soon.
Well, and here's some other information that you may not have been privy to. Let me dial this up here. There's a company called AEP. Now, AEP is one of the largest generators of electricity in the entire country. They generate like 38,000 megawatts of capacity, and they're in Texas, Ohio, all over the place. They are based out of Columbus, Ohio. The report that I got was, and let me jump back to it, the Gavin power plant, and that's actually in Ohio itself, they're moving in trailers. Now, one of the electricians that was working at the site said that there's between 45 and 50 trailers that have been moved in with beds, bedding, and MREs.
Trailers as in mobile homes or RVs?
Not RVs. As in mobile-type homes.
Okay.
Now, other sites are being checked out, but the reports are coming in that, in fact, a lot of power facilities are having these trailers moved in.
Well, that would be easy to verify all over the United States. These power plants are all over the country.
Yes, they are. But I'm sitting here, and we're all waiting for the second shoe to drop. And I've been watching this and watching this. Everybody's had an uneasy feeling. That are we going to have another false flag terrorist attack? The one that's been put through the pipeline, so to speak, throughout the government, throughout the Pentagon, intelligence agencies in the country. They're all saying that we're not sure what it is, but we think it's big and we think it's imminent.
Well, clearly that's the case, given the information I got and what you're coming across here also, John.
Well, John, I don't know exactly what it is. I don't necessarily want to panic people and stampede them, but...
Well, people still get up and go to work in the morning. I'm advising my friends who have children in their teens and 20s to get passports and get ready to leave the country.
Well, John, where the hell are we going to go? And here's
some
the thing.
Someplace with no extradition.
Well, hold on here, because there's something that somebody misses, that if you're on any sort of government watch list, and you know the computers at the airports have all been ramped up, they all have their list, even if you do get out of the country, what makes you think, even with a passport, we do have a little thing called Interpol, and what makes you think you'd be allowed to even stay in a country?
Well, all that would—you'd have to get visas beforehand, obviously.
Yeah, and John, my idea about this is I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I'm not either. I'm talking about youngsters who are draft age. They, you know, they're just be cannon fodder.
Well, yes, they would be. By the way, you're kind of a shoot 'em up kind of guy. Have you noticed? Have you noticed the gun shows?
All my sources tell. Well, one Casey Ordonez, who was an advertiser on my show. He said, John, the 3 days after the election, I could have sold 2,000 AR-15s if I'd had them.
Well, just over the weekend, and one of our people got this through one of the dealers here in Central Texas. There was the NICS system, that's the National Instant Criminal Background Check System.
Right.
They were getting a million, throughout the country, a million calls an hour.
They must have a very large capacity to be able to handle that number of incoming calls.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, if they're handling the entire United States with all the gun shows and all the firearm shops and everything else, they've got to have a large capacity.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, but that's the calls now. Did they get to talk to every one of those people all at once? Probably not.
The system would have to be automated.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Right.
But at any rate, that's what we got. That over a million calls an hour were going in just over the weekend alone.
Well, you know that those numbers got certain people's attention real big.
Well, and my problem, John, has always been that the American people, for whatever reason, they either wanted to remain stupid or they knew something was very wrong. But as I look at what's been going on for the last month here, and especially since the elections, is this has gone into light speed. This is bigger than when Bill Clinton was in office.
Agreed.
So even though the people may not know exactly and not have all the detail or not even understand the threat that they're under, they're reacting right now.
Well, we went through this with the assault weapons ban in 94. This new one is more comprehensive than the old one. And people are scared, John.
Yes, they are. And for good reason.
And they have reason. It's not some conservative fantasy of some sort. They have good reason to be fearful. You know, this man is so Osama Obama, whatever his name is, new president. He's a Marxist, clear and simple. And he's dragging in all the old Marxists from the Clinton administration.
He is doing exactly that.
And, absolutely.
And what do you think of the latest news story today that Hillary Clinton will be Secretary of State?
It's pretty scary. There is some concern that her husband's activities may cause some security clearance problems.
and who, of course, is going to be advising Hillary Clinton is going to be, that's right, his code name was Bohr during World War II because he was working for the Russians and the Americans.
Right.
Not Brzezinski. Gosh, I just blanked here.
Well, not to worry, my friend. All the old Marxists are being drug out of the closet to come to this new administration.
John, they're getting ready. I just had Joan V on. We saw the G20 take place in Washington, D.C. Absolutely no information came out about that. They said they were going to reconvene after the 101st day. I guess this is sometime in April, the 101st day of Barack Obama's presidency. So that's 5 months out. We're right in the middle right now of a global economic meltdown.
Absolutely.
Why would they push this out 5 months?
Well, they got a plan. They're implementing it.
Yes, they are. Question is why and what's going to trigger it? Is it going to be a false flag operation? Is it going to be the collapse of the market? Is it going to be a culmination of different things? We'll take the break here. We'll take some of your calls as well, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
John, we saw September 11, 2001. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that that was a false flag terrorism operation to get the ball rolling to install the police state. That's how it was sold.
Well, not in the minds of Republic Broadcasting listeners, but 90% of America doesn't have a clue what you and I are talking about there.
No, I fully understand that. But I am heartened that so many people are buying weapons right now. But, I've said this, that I think this is going to come by way of a collapse, an economic collapse. And then after that, all bets are off. You just let the animals in the zoo, you just unlock all the cage doors and let them run rampant. And that would be your excuse after you see the looting and the burning and whatever else going on, that you could declare martial law temporarily and institute whatever you wanted after that.
Order out of chaos.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I am just, John, I've been doing this for 15 years, and I've got to tell you something, and I'm not one, you know me well enough, that I'm not one that panics. As a matter of fact, I've been waiting for this fight for a long time. I'm one of these people that are not going to fight. And I'm not, put it this way, I'm not gonna die for my country. I'll kill to keep it.
Right.
But the problem is that what we have right now it's so intricately tied between government, corporations, that being the Fed Reserve, the corporations that have sprung up around us. I mean, you're looking at all this bailout talk. This is what our Congress critters are doing right now about the auto companies. And that basically, that's before I got the call from you today. That's what my show is going to be about, and how the unions went in there, were infiltrated by communists, making unreasonable demands, driving the auto companies in the poorhouse with their UAW demands. And I was going to do a show on that today, because that's what Congress is getting ready to do, is vote some $50 billion bailout packages for corporations to make cars, to make them, to sell them to whom?
Right. Nobody's... Well, it's called fascism, John.
There you go, buddy. Right. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Carl in Montreal. Hello, Carl.
How are you doing today?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I've seen this coming, too. You know, this police state, and, you know, I know we got to get the word out. That's what we can do. You know, I try to talk to people that I come, you know, I see around me, you know, try to make calls and tell other people, my family, you know, just to be prepared, you know.
Yeah, but there's only one problem. You're in jail right now.
Yeah, but there's plenty of people to talk to around here still, and try to convince them so they can get on the phone, you know, get the word out, too. I mean, there are, you know, I still, even though I'm locked up, you know, physically, I'm not locked up mentally or spiritually, and I try to use my time here to educate myself by calling into shows, and then I spread the information that I receive from you and from others to other people who are detained here, and hopefully, you know, they will listen, and they will get the word out. You know,
let me ask you a question. Do you listen to this network while you're in jail?
Yes, I call in. I call in some of the other networks, listen in number.
So you're listening on hold?
Yeah, partly on hold, or partly if I have my phone card, I'll call in on the other number, a long distance number, and I try to get everything I learn and help share it with others.
So you're not even allowed to go online, which, by the way, I got this is an interesting one, John Moore. I got an email from an American in China saying that your website for republicbroadcasting.org has been blocked in China.
Really?
Yeah. So, well, Carl, I appreciate it. I'll tell you what, bring him down and let him listen to the program here for a while, on our dime, I guess. Flora in Indiana. Hello, Flora.
Thank you for letting me speak. I speak as a citizen, not as a know-it-all. But if they would only listen, there is, if you would go to the congressional records and then put a comma in Yahoo and then put January 10th, 1963, they have been working diligently. There are about 44, maybe 45, goals of communism. I was looking it over today, and I think we found them all, plus the 10 planks of communism.
Right.
We are living under communism. My thought, I search these all the time, the news for the troops, and I believe this way. They can murder our boys, but it better be on American land. Why send them away?
Yeah.
I have a report where the suicides are higher than the actual ones that are killed in action.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a $6 million man army. And yes, this came from the VA army flyer. There are 6 million men. 4 million are either dead or dying of uranium depletion illness, which is spreading all over the world. I have a friend that's a scientist, and Larry Moron wrote, I can't say French names, but she said that they even have uranium depletion in the Hawaiian Islands. And if they're going to kill our children, then I want them to kill them here, not overseas.
No, they're
making our children, they're trying to make decent, wonderful men and women. Decent. They're trying to make them gangsters. My belief only, my belief.
I understand.
But they are blowing their brains out rather than do it. And if they have to do that, I'm not going to leave the country. I can be murdered easily, but I'm not going to leave my country.
Flora, I thank you. I thank you for your call, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. 800-313-9443. We'll continue to take calls for the balance of today's program. I hope none of this is true, folks. I hope not one shred is true.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Cartavite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartavite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartavite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Rob in Missouri. Hello, Rob. Rob, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, let's say I stumbled across the program today. I think I used to listen to you guys on a shortwave a few years back.
But, it's been more than a few years.
Has it been more than a few? I knew it's been a while, but I stumbled across the show tonight, and it's an excellent show. Hey, the reason I'm calling in is, you know, you talked about all the military personnel that may be called back.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help from thinking about something that was brought up a few years back that you know, if we was to get a false flag or some kind of attack, even maybe by another nation like Russia or China, perhaps out of the blue, that might be one reason why they would want these people. But maybe the other is they're afraid that the militias that could be started up, they didn't want anybody with any prior experience or leadership.
And that's, you know, there. I don't know. Did you call in earlier?
No.
Okay. Well, somebody else called the network to express their concern exactly for that. Because, and John Moore, you know this to be true, that the government especially likes to keep tabs on Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, so on and so forth.
Special Forces, and anybody with really heavy-duty combat skills and leadership in that area.
Yeah, they like to know where they're at all times.
Oh, they do.
And And 5-6 years ago, I ran across an individual that he was doing a radio program with me. He was ex-Navy SEAL. And we were talking about politically what was going on in Washington. God knows what crimes and misdemeanors they were up to at the time. But there was mention about backpack nukes or whatever going off, and maybe they may try to blow up Washington, D.C. And I only simply said this on air. I said that if they blew up Washington, D.C., I said, what would we really lose? And the very next day, and I kid you not, Rob, the very next day, there were a couple of government guys standing at the guy's property line to ask him, why are you making threats against the United States government?
Well, I know this to be true, and I'll tell you, there was an old prophet that I used to listen to many years ago, 15 years ago now. His name was Dmitry Dudeman, and I don't know if you're familiar with him.
But, oh, yeah.
But I think that vision, you know, with what the United States has blatantly been basically calling Russia, you know, a second world, second-rate nation, second world economy. And, you know, people don't realize how strong they are right now. If they ever thought they could actually take the United States and take it with a little bit of spoils, I think now would be an appropriate time for them.
Well, and John, I haven't talked to you specifically about this, but the Middle East is still a hot spot.
They've been
rattling the sabers over Iran. They have absolutely no intelligence that's saying that Ahmadinejad is moving ahead to enrich uranium to make a nuclear stockpile.
That's a Russian and Chinese nuclear program, not Iranian. It just happens to be on their real estate.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're seeing Syria, they're doing a pretty good job at border enforcement unto themselves, but we got operations going into Pakistan, search and destroy missions going on right now. I mean, this is a tinderbox over there. What's your synopsis on this?
Well, I was paid by the U.S. government to conduct classified studies in the Middle East back in the day, 1969-1970 time frame. It's just as volatile now as it was 38 years ago. Most Westerners have little comprehension of that part of the world and the complexity of it and how these people are connected to each other. And I like to tell people the following, that for 5 centuries, most of that part of the world was one country, and that was the Ottoman Empire, with free travel between all those various parts of the country. Consequently, all those dozen or so countries have cousins, aunts, and uncles scattered out all over the area. And what we call foreign fighters, they scratch their head and say, well, that's my cousin, that's my uncle. They aren't foreign fighters. They're all related to each other and had free travel until 80 years ago when the British came in there after World War I, split up and created all the countries we now call the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. I've mentioned that on this broadcast before, and, you know, I said this. Now, we had the British roll in, setting up all the little fiefdoms over there, and then we rolled in right on the heels of the British. This almost sounds like Southeast Asia, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a mess. Most Americans don't have a clue of what a morass we have gotten ourselves into over there.
Well, and John, my head is spinning right now. Like I said, I've been doing this for a lot of years, but we're coming to a nexus here that this thing can jump either way for any reason whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And
let me promote my show. I'm on Republic every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central.
That's right.
I can find any listeners any place I can get them, John.
there you go. Hey, Rob, was there anything else, sir?
Well, no, I really appreciate your program. I'll be tuned in, and you will hear from me again.
All right. Well, spread the word, my friend.
I will, sir. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I am looking at something here, and why am I reading this on my screen here, Mr. Producer? The visa waiver program enables eligible citizens or nationals of certain countries to travel to the United States for tourism or business stays of 90 days or less without obtaining a visa. Oh, okay. On the visa deal here. The program is administered by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and was recently expanded to include 7 new allies to the list of countries authorized to participate in the VWP. So we can get anybody over here for 90 days. So if we start to see a bunch of Chinese-oriented people or some Russians with a brogue or just happened to come over for tourism purposes? Okay. Something else. I saw this, John, yesterday. The Secret Service took Barack Obama's BlackBerry away from him.
Oh, sure. That could be intercepted. If you got the right equipment and you're no farther away than you can throw a softball, you can listen to those things.
Well, and I just was reading a story off of Freedom Forum. We've got a link here. And that has been a real successful forum. And I would like to thank the people for putting that thing up. And there was a story that hit there from Bob Siegel. And this was actually a TV station. John, while I have you here, I want to tell you exactly how much of a threat it really is. Now, we've been talking about tracking and tracing, using the cell phones as a GPS, being able to track and trace you. Folks, if I've got a cell phone, John, that is a older model Sprint, and I actually have the ability to turn off the tracker in a cell phone. But all cell phones, after this one was made, they could all be tracked.
Now, you turn it off and take the battery out, then they can't track it.
Well, yeah, you render it inert, and no, they can't. Yeah, you're right about that. But this particular one could turn off the GPS tracker for it. So the only way that they could find you was the old World War II triangulation thing, you know, between cell towers. But this is the story that came up, and this came from a television station that got this information. They decided to try it out for themselves. Story goes, imagine someone watching your every move, hearing everything you say, and knowing where you are at every moment. If you have a cell phone, it could happen to you. 13 Investigates explains how your cell phone can be secretly hijacked and used against you and how to protect yourself. Now, after 4 months of harassing phone calls, this woman's name was Courtney Kukendall. I was afraid to answer her cell phone. The Tacoma, Washington teenager was receiving graphic, violent threats at all hours. When her and her family changed their cell phone numbers and got new phone calls, the calls continued. Now, using deep, scratchy voices, anonymous stalkers literally took control of the Kukendall's cell phones, repeatedly threatened Courtney with murder and rape. And the story said, and I'm quoting, they're listening to us and recording us, according to this girl's mother. Told NBC's Today Show, we know that because they will record us and play it back as a voicemail. Now, just take a look at the internet and you'll find the latest spy technology for cell phones anywhere, anytime. Spyware marketers claim that you can tap into somebody's calls, read their text messages, track their movements anywhere, anytime. They say that you can catch a cheating spouse, protect your children from evil babysitters, or hear what your boss is saying about you. And while you're spying on others, the spyware company says no one will ever know because it's supposed to be completely invisible with no trace. Now, this is not an Internet hoax. It's real and it's pretty creepy, according to Rick Mislin, a former military intelligence officer who now teaches cyber forensics at Purdue, the Department of Computer and Information Technology. Mislin has examined thousands of cell phones inside Purdue's cyber forensic labs, and he says spy software can now make even the most high-tech cell phone vulnerable. He says, I think a lot of people think their cell phone calls are very secure, but our privacy isn't always what you think it is. And they 13 investigated, and this is what they did. They spent money to do this. With the permission of WTHR, producer Cindy Herbert of 13 Investigates purchased and downloaded spyware on a personal cell phone. Now, Herbert agreed to be spied on if the spyware lived up to its bold claims. Well, this is what WTHR spy test told them. The process of downloading the software took several attempts and a great deal of patience, but once the spy program was installed, her phone could indeed be tapped into at any time, just as the distributor promised. Now, while this woman was at home making phone calls to her family, another investigative reporter, Bob Segal, was outside her house listening to her conversations on his cell phone. But there's more to this. Every time that she made or received a call, Segal received an instant text message telling that Herbert was talking on her cell phone so he could call in and listen. Now, on his computer, he also got a copy of Herbert's text messages and a list of phone numbers detailing each incoming and outgoing call to the cell phone. Now, it's hard to believe they said that you could do all that, but it gets even scarier. When the spy software was installed into Herbert's phone, that phone became an instant spy device, even when the phone was not being used. Now, Herbert's cell phone was simply sitting on a table or attached to her purse. She could activate, or Seagal could activate that speaker on the cell phone and listen into the phone surroundings. While Herbert was in a meeting on a 36th floor of a downtown Indianapolis building, Seagal heard her conversations, even though that he was 4 miles away. Now, here's the deal on this. Now, this is illegal, supposedly, folks. Now, supposedly, this is illegal to use in this country. But this company that sells this type of cell phone spy software ranges in price from anywhere from $60 to $3,000, and the majority of the companies are located in Thailand, Taiwan, United Kingdom, for good reason. According to the story, it's illegal inside the United States. But here's my thing. John, if there are regular run-of-the-mill companies around the country, or I'm sorry, around the world that can sell you this spyware, what has the federal government been doing with our cell phones to listen to our private conversations?
Well, they can go through the central switching stations, as they've always done. That goes back for decades. And this spyware stuff is new to me. I'd have talked to a couple of technician friends of mine to get more of a handle on it. Up until just you're talking about this story, my knowledge had more to do with electronic intercepts at fairly close range. It sounds like this spyware is going through the central phone system somehow, some way. Are they reprogramming the target's telephone? That might be what's going on there also. I'm not really positive.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll get your email. I'll forward this story over to you.
Okay.
In the meantime, but my point is that this is commercially available to anybody outside the United States, even though that it's illegal. And you can do this simply from downloading by computer, downloading the programming and the program, rather, in the software to do this to your own cell phone. This is pretty scary stuff. Now, we've heard and told you the stories, folks, that how the government can activate, and every computer now is made with microphones, and you can attach the video software to the computer screen. But every one of these computer screens that are now manufactured have the microphones already in, and they can be activated. How we found that out, it was a court case in Chicago. And there were the attorney and the defense attorney were discussing certain information. Well, as it turns out, the prosecuting attorney was actually spying across town through a computer to find out what she was finding out about a case. And this was years ago. So, folks, if you think you're secure, you may want to reexamine your use of a cell phone. Bill in West Virginia. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, a couple things, John.
Yeah.
Tell your guest there that even taking the battery out of your cell phone, how does he think the time and date stays on your computer when it's still in the box from the factory? There's a tiny little battery, aside from the cell phone battery, that keeps it powered up.
So they can still track and trace it.
That's correct. Speaking of false flag, bear in mind there's still a 100 megaton bomb missing from the plane that came from Minot, North Dakota, going its way to Louisiana several months ago.
I remember, and I reported on that story, that, they just somehow just lost track of it in transit.
Yeah. Well, it isn't lost. Somebody has it.
And by the way, John, this is the gentleman that was telling me about, and if you have any questions for him, he was the one that reported to me about the multi-bedded, by way of trailer, at the power plants.
Okay. Well, I guess we need to wrap those cell phones in aluminum foil, don't we?
Well, I would make a suggestion, and I think they still make these available. For what reason, I do not know, but go out and get the cell phone that you have to put the minutes in.
You can buy those anonymously.
Yeah, you buy them anonymously, mm-hmm. And you don't use them unless for emergency purposes, because
right.
Once you make that call to a certain number, then it comes right back. They'll know exactly. But you use it for a one-time transmission, and you just throw it away.
Sounds like a spy movie.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? I mean, this is getting nuts that we've got to go through all these hoops and jumps just to maintain some semblance of privacy. Bill, anything more on the power plants there?
No, sir. It's snowing here, and he didn't get a chance to go up the river to take a look.
Okay. Well, I did.
Bear in mind, they have 35 plants, or they did at the time I knew about them, 35 powerhouses in all these states, from Michigan to North Carolina to Texas. So Keep in mind, too, the demand is down, so they don't have to have all this at every plant. Under an emergency, they wouldn't have to operate all these powerhouses just to maintain electricity.
Well, I did put in a call to AEP. The chairman and president is Michael G. Morris. I did not receive a call back from him, but I will ask him specifically, and I'll see what he has to say about this.
Yes, because the way the grid is laid out, they don't need to operate all the powerhouses at any one given time.
Yeah, they can just switch them over and route them through the grid.
Yeah, that's how they take them down for maintenance.
Right. Okay, Bill, I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and you all have a good evening.
All right, we're going to try. Jerry from South Carolina, hang on a second. John Moore is with me. We'll have him on for just a few more minutes. I'll have to close out this program, this edition of the National Intel Report. Folks, I hope this recall of all retired commissioned officers, warrant officers, and NCOs, I hope this is bad information, but something tells me it ain't. Biggest since 1941.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite, and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This was even on Newsmax, which I do not trust these people as far as I can throw them, but on their site 3 days ago, Obama warned of huge terror plot. British security officials say intelligence experts are seriously concerned at Al-Qaeda. And read that as Al-Qaeda would try to pull off, as they put it, a spectacular terrorist attack during the transition period from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. Now, to go back into this, the first World Trade Center attack came just weeks after Clinton, his inauguration in 93. 9/11 occurred less than a year after Mr. George Bush took office in 2001. British officials thwarted the nightclub and airport plot soon after Gordon Brown became prime minister in 2007. According to the Times, Al-Qaeda has been experimenting with biological weapons such as anthrax. Well, who the hell knows what these criminals are up to? Jerry in South Carolina. Hello, Jerry.
Thanks for the time. I just have one question.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if either you or your guest could possibly tell me the difference between, let's say, if there's two companies, what do you think the difference is between a company like Coca-Cola and Pepsi?
Just a little difference in their recipe for their product.
They both taste the same, though, don't they?
Pretty much.
All right. Thank you for the time.
Okay. I'll have to put on my brain cap to figure that one out. John?
Oh, I think it's just time to move on, John.
Okay. I don't know.
I had a guy calling, trying to order pizza Sunday on my show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that
a heavy Mideastern accent.
You know, I've got some clown out of California, and I think it's the same person. One day he showed up as an Indian from India, and the next time he called in, he showed up as a Mexican. So I think it's some kind of out-of-work actor that's just having some fun with us.
Maybe so.
Yeah. At any rate, once again, for the listening audience, John, do a recap on the intel that you got.
Well, the recap is... A close personal friend of mine today was in an office where the letters are being prepared to bring back on active duty all retired U.S. Army officers. The same office is going to be preparing letters for warrant officers and sergeants this coming week after the ones for the officers go out, bring them all back on active duty.
And do we have a guesstimate here of how many tens of thousands that is?
It would be tens of thousands, and I wouldn't even want to hazard a guess. Basically, it would be men between 40 and 60 for NCOs and 40 and 65 for officers.
Well, I was just told here that a person in the office here, there was a man, a black gentleman, into his 70s. They just tried to buy him back into the service.
They're getting really desperate if they're doing that. Taking 65-year-olds is pretty extreme, but over that is off the edge of the map.
Well, yeah, but if you consider that you can have a lot of desk jockeys out there.
Well, it's common in the Orient for high-ranking officers to serve well into their 70s and even 80s. It's highly unusual in the West, however.
Well, depends on what they're up to, and God knows what they're up to. John Moore, your program is on Sunday afternoons. What time?
4 to 5 Central on Republic Broadcasting.
All righty. And if anything else jumps off on this, let me know, will you, John?
I will, ASAP.
All right, and I'll forward that story over on the cell phones. I think you'll find it rather fascinating.
I look forward to seeing it, John.
Okay, real good.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, John Moore.
All right, bye.
All right, folks, what a way to start out a Monday, huh? As if my brains aren't fried enough. At any rate, that's all, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Gosh, I'm going to go unwind somewhere, somehow. We'll be back with you tomorrow with Robbie Noel, Bob Chapman, the Three Amigos. Tomorrow. See you then.
Let me tell you why.